بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا جناح عليهن في آبائهن ولا أبنائهن ولا أبنائهن ولا إخوانهن ولا أبناء إخوانهن ولا أبناء إخوانهن ولا أبناء أخواتهن ولا نسائهن ولا نسائهن ولا ما ملكت أيمانهن واتقين الله إن الله كان على كل شيء شهيدا.
Verse number 55. There is no sin on the wives of the messenger if their fathers, sons, brothers, nephews from lineage or breastfeeding see them and talk to them without a veil, and there is no sin on them if the believing women or the servants they possess talk to them without a veil. O believing women, be mindful of Allah in whatever He, may He be glorified, has commanded you to do and prohibited you from, because He is watchful over what you do.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا.
Verse number 56. Indeed, Allah showers praise upon the Messenger Muhammad, peace be upon him, to his angels, and his angels supplicate for him. O those who have faith in Allah, and do whatever He has legislated for His servants, send salutations upon the Messenger, and pray for peace for him abundantly. After Allah commanded revering the Messenger, peace be upon him, and sending salutations upon him, He forbids causing him inconvenience by saying,
إن الذين يؤذون الله ورسوله لعنهم الله في الدنيا والآخرة وأعد لهم عذابا مهينا.
Verse number 57. Indeed, those who attempt to bring harm to Allah and His Messenger through speech or action, Allah will distance them from the vastness of His mercy in the world and the hereafter, and He has prepared a humiliating punishment for them in the hereafter.
وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَا اكْتَسَبُوا فَقَدْ احْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا.
Verse number 58. And as for those who cause the male and female believers inconvenience through speech or actions, without them having committed any wrong, i.e., crime that necessitates punishment, they have indeed taken up the burden of clear slander and sin.
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكَ وَبَنَاتِكَ وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنَّ ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَنْ يُعْرَفْنَ فَلَا يُؤْذَيْنَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَّحِيمًا.
Verse number 59. O Prophet, say to your wives and your daughters and the wives of the believers, let your outer garments you wear hang loosely over you, so that your bodies are not revealed to unrelated men. Thus is more likely to distinguish them as free women, so that they are not subject to harassment, like the servant girls are. And Allah forgiving of the sins of whichever of His servants repents, and He is merciful to them.
لَئِن لَّمْ يَنْتَهِ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِم مَّرَضٌ وَالْمُرْجِفُونَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ لَنُغْرِيَنَّكَ بِهِمْ ثُمَّ لَا يُجَاوِرُونَكَ فِيهَا إِلَّا قَلِيلًا.
Verse number 60. The hypocrites who conceal their disbelief and outwardly show Islam, whose hearts are transgressive in nature by being attached to their desires, and who spread false information in Al-Madinah to create disunity among the believers, if they do not stop their hypocrisy, O Messenger, I will definitely command you to punish them and impose the punishment upon them. Then they will not be able to live in Al-Madinah with you except for a short while, because of their destruction or exile as a result of their causing corruption on earth.
مَلْعُونِينَ أَيْنَمَا ثُقِفُوا أُخِذُوا وَقُتِّلُوا تَقْتِيلًا.
Verse number 61. They are exiled from the mercy of Allah. In whatever place they are found, they will be seized and eliminated because of their hypocrisy and spreading corruption on earth.
سُنَّةَ اللَّهِ فِي الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِن قَبْلُ وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا.
Verse number 62. This is the divine custom of Allah that is enforced regarding the hypocrites when they reveal their hypocrisy. And the custom of Allah is permanent. You will never find any change in it. Beneficial points. 1. The lofty high status of the Prophet, peace be upon him, in the sight of Allah and his angels. 2. It is forbidden to cause inconvenience to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, in any way or form, to him personally or to his family members. 3. It is forbidden to cause inconvenience to the believers without reason. 4. Hypocrisy is a cause of punishment afflicting the hypocrite.
يسألك الناس عن الساعة قل إنما علمها عند الله وما يدريك لعل الساعة تكون قريبا.
Verse number 63. O Messenger, the idolaters ask you in denial and rejection, and the Jews also ask you regarding the final hour, when will it occur? Say to them, the knowledge of the hour is with Allah. I have no knowledge of it. O Messenger, what do you know? The hour could be near.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا.
Verse number 64. Indeed, Allah may He be glorified has exiled the disbelievers from His mercy and prepared a flaring fire that awaits them on the Day of Judgment.
خالدين فيها أبدا لا يجدون وليا ولا نصيرا.
Verse number 65. They will remain in the punishment of that fire forever. They will not find a guardian that benefits them in it, nor a helper who protects them from its punishment.
يوم تقلب وجوههم في النار يقولون يا ليتنا أطعنا الله وأطعنا الرسولا.
Verse number 66. On the Day of Judgment, their faces will be turned in the hellfire, and they will say out of severe regret and remorse, if we only obeyed Allah by doing what He commanded us to, and refrained from the things He prohibited us from, and obeyed the Messenger in what He brought from His Lord.
وقالوا ربنا إنا أطعنا سادتنا وكبراءنا فأضلونا السبيلا.
Verse number 67. These people will come up with a false, weak excuse when they will say, "Our Lord, indeed, we obeyed our leaders and the elders of our tribes, and they led us astray from the straight path."
ربنا آتهم ضعفين من العذاب والعنهم لعنا كبيرا.
Verse number 68. Our Lord, give these leaders and elders who led us astray from the straight path double the punishment you have given us because of their leading us astray, and exile them from your mercy completely.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تكونوا كالذين آذوا موسى فبرأه الله مما قالوا وكان عند الله وجيها.
Verse number 69. O those who have faith in Allah and do whatever Allah has legislated for them, do not cause your messenger inconvenience like those who caused Musa inconvenience by saying that his testicles were inflamed. And so Allah cleared him of all their allegations, and his innocence from their accusations of him became clear to them. Musa is highly ranked according to Allah. His supplications were not rejected, nor were his efforts in vain.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا.
Verse number 70. O those who have faith in Allah and do whatever Allah has legislated for them, be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His commands and refrain from that which He has prohibited, and speak correctly and truthfully.
يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا.
Verse number 71. Indeed, if you are mindful of Allah and speak correctly, Allah will rectify your deeds for you, accept them for you, wipe away your sins from you, and not take you to account over them. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has succeeded so greatly, no other success can match it. It is the success of acquiring the pleasure of Allah and entering paradise.
إِنَّا عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْجِبَالِ فَأَبَيْنَ أَن يَحْمِلْنَهَا وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا.
Verse number 72. Indeed, I presented to the heavens, the earth, and to the mountains the obligation to adhere to religion and guarding of wealth and secrets. They all refused to bear the obligation, fearing the outcome of doing so. But the human accepted to carry it. Indeed, the human is oppressive to himself and ignorant of the outcome of carrying such a burden.
ليعذب الله المنافقين والمنافقات والمشركين والمشركات ويتوب الله على المؤمنين والمؤمنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما.
Verse number 73. The human carried it as per the decree of Allah, so that Allah could then punish the male and female hypocrites and idolaters for their hypocrisy and ascribing partners with Allah, and so He could forgive the believing men and women who carried the burden of obligation well, and Allah forgiving of the sins of His servants who repent and is merciful to them. Beneficial points. 1. The knowledge of the hour is exclusive to Allah. 2. The disbeliever will severely regret his disbelief and negligence on the day of judgment. 3. The followers shifting the responsibility of their deviance to their superiors will not absolve them of accountability. 4. The prohibition of causing inconvenience to the prophets through speech or action is severe. 5. Being mindful of Allah and speaking the truth is a means of entering paradise and being safe from the hellfire. 6. The heavy responsibility, burden, on the shoulders of mankind.